Government has once again been asked to give priority to the generation of electricity through solar power. Speaking at the unveiling of one of Africa's largest solar energy plants in Accra, Senior Vice President of Scastec Solar, Teji Osmussen, said though there's more hydropower coming into force from the Bui Dam and other gas plants to mitigate the current energy crisis, it is still not enough to meet the high energy demand from the populace. Mr. Osmussen said it is important to focus attention on solar power, which is relatively easier to implement. Yvonne Atilegu has more.
Though solar power is not new in Ghana, attention given to it is not encouraging. The total capacity of energy in Ghana is estimated above 2,000 megawatts. This capacity is expected to increase when the gas plants and Bui Dam start producing. Again, demand for energy is expected to also increase even more when these two begin to flow. It is in this light that Ghana must exploit solar power extensively to complement the grid-connected power generation. Mr. Osmussen said, apart from more energy being added to the already existing one, economically, it will give government huge benefits.
Solar power can bring Ghana more energy and reliable energy, and it could also bring jobs and economic development in the regions. For Ghana, which is now relying more and more on heavy fuel oil, bringing in solar power will actually also reduce the cost of generating power in Ghana.
Norway's ambassador to Ghana, Hege Hedsberg, said the abundant sunshine in Ghana should not be left to go waste.
Ghana should consider larger grid-connected solar power plants. One emerging possibility is solar plants located at hydropower plants. These solar plants would save some cost by feeding power into the same lines as the hydropower. Further, the solar panels could cover the reservoir, thus avoiding the need for additional land. Can you imagine Akosombo Dam being, you know, completely covered with solar panels? And finally, the solar power would be available as a complement, of course, to the hydropower when the water levels are low.
Norway's ambassador to Ghana, Hege Hedsberg, ending the report by Yvonne Atilegu.